Hi everyone, happy 2020. With the tragic bushfires in Australia raging and the sudden increase in tensions in the Middle East, certainly these first few days of 2020 don't bode well for the year ahead. However, we look forward with optimism and will continue to share the content we find interesting and interview even more extraordinary guests. First up, the podcast we loved. We're really passionate about the big problems in the world that need solving. Tony Fadell, sometimes called the father of the iPod, is now an active investor, an entrepreneur with over 30 years' history of founding companies and designing products that profoundly impact and improve people's lives. Listen to this inspiring interview with Tony with Tim Ferriss. And if you only listen to one part, it's got to be at 1 hour and 15 minutes in to hear the work he's doing to confront our global plastic problem. It's brilliant. Tony is now top of our list for guests we must meet and interview this year. Next, we found this online. It's called The Mandalorian. Jon Favreau and Disney have just done what most marketers strive to do every day. George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars, was inspired by science fantasy serials as a child in the 30s and 40s when he set out to create the perfect space western. With The Mandalorian, Favreau has embodied Lucas's vision of Star Wars perfectly, from a serialized half-hour format to the vast cast of bizarre characters to the used future aesthetic. This is an example of modern-day mass brand building that has the power to unite a divided nation, engage people regardless of difference, and create a story we can all engage with, share, and delight in. It's well worth a watch. This is recommended to us. This is the year of digital products. It feels like we've been in the process of digital transformation for almost two decades. And certainly over the last 14 years, I've been in presentations making the case for why every company needs to think like a software or a technology company. This is a clear and concise piece from Forrester. It not only summarizes the state of play, but also makes the case of why, by the end of the next decade, every successful company will be a software product company or a hybrid software and physical product company. We certainly agree with this. And if you want to talk digital transformation, give us a call. We'd love to chat. Series of the week. Tell Me Who I Am is Netflix's latest original documentary, offering a story so shocking that you might be left wondering whether it's true. Well, it is. The film introduces twin brothers, Alex and Marcus Lewis, now in their 50s, who are each working through a trauma. The first act of this documentary is told from Alex's perspective, as he reveals his loss of memory resulting from a motorbike accident when he was 18. As he awoke in hospital with no memory as to what had happened, about what came before, or even recognising the woman standing by his bedside as his mother, the only person he did know was his twin brother, Marcus. And what happens after that? I can't give it away, but it's well worth the viewing. Mulling on this, it's called Astrology in the Age of Uncertainty. This New Yorker article is a perplexing exploration as to why some millennials see no contradiction between using astrology and believing in science, and in part are fueling a resurgence of the practice. This quote at the end of the article made us wonder about the impact of this trend on faith, purpose, and science fact. I quote, "It's about negative capability. To endure doubt is ultimately the only thing you can do in life. To not strive for meaning or answers, but to endure the state you're in." It leaves you wondering. Okay, the tool we're using. Ever found yourself wanting to add an emoji to a social media update, a blog post, or a marketing message, just to add context, but are left wondering if the one you picked would have the right impact? Well, we just discovered this great little tool. It's a browser-based app that helps you search and discover the right emoji in these should I, shouldn't I moments. It's called Emojim. Social impact. This sobering piece on the effect Amazon is having by flooding a struggling recycling system with even more cardboard, especially after the holiday season when packaging usage and disposal hits an annual high, made us pause and reflect on why, as we start this new year with our intention to live packaging-free, has become even more of an imperative. And finally, over the last couple of weeks, we've posted our best moments from 2019. If you haven't listened to them, check them out. They're short and a great collection of some of the best moments from interviews we've done over 2019. Okay, that's all for now. All the links to what we've discussed are in the show notes. See you next time. If you like the show, please subscribe and ideally give us a 5-star rating and a review because it helps more people find us. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player to listen and subscribe. If you want to learn more or have someone you'd like us to interview, just visit theimpossiblenetwork.com or DM us on Instagram at @theimpossiblenetwork. This show is an Impossible Network production and is produced by Bettina McKaylee and Elaine Castillo-Keller. But for now, be curious, be creative, and seek out serendipity. See you next time.